Police in Thailand arrested Russian businessman Victor Boot in 2008. His trial in New York opened with prosecutors and defense lawyers painting sharply different pictures of the former Soviet military officer. Boot is accused of conspiring to sell thousands of military-grade weapons, including surface-to-air missiles, explosives, and grenades. Federal prosecutor Brendan McGuire told the court that Boot had, quote, jumped at the opportunity to make millions selling arms to FARC, a Colombian rebel organization that he believed would use them, in part, to shoot down U.S. helicopters. He alleged that Boot had said Americans were his enemies, too. Federal agent William S. Brown testified Boot's arrest in Thailand came after he met with undercover agents posing as members of FARC, which the U.S. has designated as a terrorist organization. Boot maintains his innocence and says he was entrapped. He was extradited to the U.S. after a lengthy court battle. Boot's attorney, Albert Diane, told the court his client was lured to the meeting on the hopes of selling two cargo airplanes he owned. Diane said Boot was never an arms dealer, only a transporter, and that he only promised to include weapons to promote the airplane sale. Douglas Farah is co-author of Merchant of Death, a book that helped bring Boot to wide attention. He says Boot was the most successful illegal weapons trafficker ever, often arming both sides of African conflicts in the 1990s.
Fueling the wars around Africa, then eventually Afghanistan, and then into Latin America and elsewhere. I think what's historic about his arrest is that it was one of the first times the United States, and particularly the Drug Enforcement Administration, went after someone who was tangentially linked to narcotics, but fundamentally accused of violating weapons embargoes and gross human rights abuses that flowed from those weapons sales.
A UN Security Council resolution from 2004 asked member states to refuse Victor Boot transit and to freeze his assets. Kathy Austin is with the Conflict Awareness Network, a group that has tracked Boot for a long time.
What's alarming to me is that Victor Boot has actually trafficked weapons before into conflict areas. He's broken U.S. domestic law. He has actually trafficked and broken others' laws and has violated U.N. sanctions. And Victor Boot is not being held accountable for those particular real crimes where they're real victims.
Boot's wife, Ala, spoke to reporters after the trial opened, asked if her husband was capable of the crimes he is accused of. She called him a very talented, maverick businessman.
So he can compromise on some issues. I cannot judge what really happened in this case, but as I know him very well, from the point of view of morals, the charges are absurd.
Boot faces life in prison if convicted on the four charges, which include conspiracy to kill Americans and to provide material support to a terrorist organization. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.